Hello everyone, and welcome to Save Your Way to Rich. Today we'll be looking at Mint Mobile. Now, I have a special place in my heart for Mint Mobile because switching my phone service to Mint is actually what gave me the idea for Save Your Way to Rich in the first place. Because I saw how much money it saved my family. The year after switching to Mint Mobile, we saved around $1,400 on a two-person plan. Yes, we were definitely overpaying on a previous plan, but I figured a lot of people out there were probably in the same boat. Anyway, enough about me, let's talk about what you're looking for in a mobile provider. So if I were to choose three things that I imagine you're hoping to find in your mobile provider, they would be, first, reliable coverage, second, sizable data plans, and third, a good price. So let's talk about how Mint Mobile measures up in each of these three areas. First of all, as far as coverage is concerned, Mint actually uses T-Mobile's network, and according to OpenSignal's 2018 State of the Network report, T-Mobile's network is the fastest of all the mobile carriers. I switched over to Mint from one of the big mainstream carriers, and I personally feel that my cell phone service works just as well now as it did before. In fact, one time I went up to a cabin in the mountains of Idaho with a friend of mine, and while there, he told me that he wasn't getting any service. Well, I looked at my phone and I told him that I was getting service. And then, of course, I had to ask him who his carrier was, and it happened to be the same large mainstream carrier that I had recently left, the one that cost me five times as much money. And I have to admit, I felt validated, because the company I had just switched to in order to save money had really good coverage as well. Okay, let's talk about data plans, because, of course, we use our phones for a lot more than just talking and texting nowadays. We want to be sure that we have enough data for our social media scrolling, Fruit Ninja playing, YouTube watching tendencies, right? And a lot of us have gotten used to the unlimited plans that big companies have been pushing for the last few years. So we rarely, if ever, even think about how much data we actually need. The thing is, they make you pay through the nose for all that extra data that you're probably not even using. So how much data do you actually need? According to a report from Strategy Analytics, the average American who has an unlimited data plan uses 6.1 gigabytes of data each month. This means that even people who can use as much data as they want generally don't use much more than 6 gigabytes per month. So even Mint Mobile's 8 gigabyte plan is more than what the average person on an unlimited plan uses each month, and you can get that plan for as low as $20 per month. If you're a more conservative user, like me, then the 3GB plan might be plenty for you. And you can get that for as low as $15 per month. Now, for those who don't know, anything you do on your phone using Wi-Fi doesn't count towards your data limit at all. I'm a bit of a news junkie, so most weeks I listen to hours and hours of YouTube videos on my phone, but since I do it all at home, connected to Wi-Fi, it doesn't count at all towards my data limit. And that's why 3GB is plenty for me. However, if you plan to watch a bunch of videos outside your home, where you won't have Wi-Fi, you might want to consider Mint's 12GB plan. The 12GB plan offers approximately twice as much data as the average person uses, and you can get it for as low as $25 per month. So unless you're a downright data guzzler and use way more data than the average person, Mint Mobile has a plan for you. So you may have a guess now as to which plan would be right for you, but the best way to know how much data you actually need is simply to find one of your recent cell phone bills. And somewhere on that bill, it should say exactly how much data you used during that month. Then you can choose the perfect plan for you, no guessing required. Now let's get to our third consideration, price. And if you hadn't figured it out yet, while Mint Mobile does really well on the other two items, this is where it truly shines and outstrips the competition. Because Mint Mobile doesn't just offer good prices, they offer great prices. And if you happen to be looking for just one or two lines, the prices start to feel almost magical. Let's compare some prices so you can see what I mean. For this price comparison, we'll use Mint Mobile's 8GB plan, since that should be plenty of data for the average person. And we'll compare it against the prices for an unlimited plan with one of America's most commonly used service providers, Verizon. For a one-person plan, Mint Mobile would charge you $20 per month, while Verizon charges $75 per month, or nearly four times the amount. For two people, your Mint bill would be $40 per month, and your Verizon bill would be $130 per month. And for a three-person plan, you could either pay $60 with Mint or $150 with Verizon. But these prices are just the base prices of the plan, and don't even tell the whole story, because almost all cell phone companies add extra charges, fees, and taxes on top of that base price. In fact, my old provider used to charge us about $33 per month in extra charges for a two-person plan, and according to data from taxfoundation.org, you'd likely have to pay around $28 per month in fees on the two-person Verizon plan we mentioned above. But for the sake of being extra conservative in our estimates, let's just say you had to pay $20 per month in taxes and fees. For two Mint mobile lines, your extra fees would only be about $4 per month. In other words, if the comparisons on the previous slide didn't convince you, you can also expect to pay at least 5 times as much in extra taxes and fees with one of those mainstream unlimited plans. Now, when I first learned about the high-quality service that Mint Mobile provides for super low prices, I was kind of blown away. But I was also a bit suspicious, because I'm a somewhat skeptical person. I like to understand things, and I just didn't understand how their prices could be so low. Thankfully, Mint is happy to tell us exactly how it is that they can offer such low prices, and it basically comes down to these three reasons. Reason number one, Mint allows you to buy your phone service in bulk. The more months of service you purchase in advance, the less you pay. I like to call it the Costco principle, and it's something we've all become accustomed to. If there's a product that you know you'll continue to use month after month, year after year, like toilet paper or cell phone service, it just makes sense to buy a little extra in advance if it gives you a significant discount. Most mainstream cell phone plans don't let us do that, though. They know that you'll be buying cell phone service month after month, year after year, and often they even make you sign a contract and commit to continue buying from them for a year or two. But they make you pay 1 month at a time, full price, every time. Mint Mobile, instead, lets you purchase in 3, 6, or 12-month increments and gives you lower prices the more you buy. Before I go on, though, it's important to know that when you first start with Mint, they'll give you their cheapest price for your first 3 months, so you can try out their service and be absolutely sure that you like it before buying a 6 or 12-month plan. I know I really appreciated that when I signed up with Mint. Now, back to our comparison. If you decided to buy Mint's 12-month, 8GB plan for two people, it would be about $528, including taxes and fees, as opposed to about $1,800 if you were to pay for the two-person Verizon plan, month after month after month. That means that if you were to sign up for the Verizon plan, after your fourth bill, you would already have paid more than what you would have spent for an entire year with Mint. And yet, you would still have 8 more months to pay for. The second reason why Mint Mobile is able to offer such low prices is that most phone companies have physical brick-and-mortar stores, which comes with a lot of extra expenses, such as paying for the property and paying their employees that run the stores. Mint, on the other hand, does all their business online, so they have no physical stores. They don't have to pay for the property or for the employees that would run those stores. That saves them a ton of money, and they pass those savings on to you, the customer. Think of it like the Amazon of cell phone providers. Online business offers huge benefits, and Mint Mobile understands that. And the third reason Mint is able to offer these low prices is because they don't try to sell you a bunch of data that you don't need. Imagine you went to a restaurant and ordered 2 whole meals for yourself. This represents Mint Mobile's 12GB plan that you can get for $25 per month. It's approximately twice as much data as the average person uses in a month, just like 2 meals is twice as much as the average person eats when they go to a restaurant. With 2 meals, you've already got more than you're likely to eat. But for some reason, the waiter comes out and asks you if you want more data. I mean, food. You're pretty sure you don't, since you already have 2 meals, but just for curiosity's sake, you ask him how much it would cost to get more. And he says, oh, only about 2 or 3 times as much as you paid for those 2 meals in front of you. Since you're a reasonable person, you resist the urge to swear and instead tell him, no thank you, and scratch your head at the thought that anyone would want to pay 2 or 3 times the price just to get a bunch of food that they probably won't eat anyway. Similarly, unless you use more than twice as much data as the average American, Mint can save you a ton of money while giving you all the data you need. So, now that you understand how it is that Mint is able to offer such low prices, let's go back to our 3 original criteria and review how Mint measured up. Mint provides competitive coverage through T-Mobile's network, which has been rated the fastest network in the country. They offer more data than most people will use, up to about twice what the average American uses, and all this at unbeatable prices, with plans for as low as $15 per month. So now that you understand what Mint Mobile is all about, feel free to take a look at the rest of the page, and if you decide you'd like to start saving money with Mint, just watch our sign-up tutorials below for help with the sign-up process. Signing up isn't difficult, but there are just a couple things you'll want to know to make sure everything goes smoothly. So I definitely recommend taking advantage of the tutorials. Thanks again, savers. Now go live a little richer.